consent items, Mr. Grab?
We have one consent item to bring to you today, and this is item 3A, the town of Colonial Beach. They're requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a municipal pier that was reconstructed after Tropical Storm Ernesto. In fact, the pier was destroyed initially after Isabel in 2003. The pier was reconstructed in 2005 of July. The commission obtained authorization through a change in the legislation over activities in the Potomac River. So the pier itself is in Maryland, but it's appurtenant to the Virginia shoreline. Subsequent to a hurricane, or actually Tropical Storm Ernesto, the pier was again damaged. The town went ahead and repaired the damage. They did it without complying with the governor's executive order, without securing a permit from us. It is fair to say that had they applied, we would have recommended approval for that reconstruction. So it's strictly a matter of having not complied with the law. We ran a public advertisement. There's been no opposition. And we are recommending approval. Given the after-the-fact nature, we are recommending, and the town has agreed to a civil charge in the amount of $1,200, and triple permit fees would be a total of $1,500. So we are asking the commission to accept that or endorse that civil consent agenda item.
Any questions from the commission for Mr. Grab? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had one. It's my understanding that this was a repair that didn't involve installation of additional pilings, et cetera, and I guess I'm wondering what the rationale is behind the civil charge.
You get into the question as to whether or not it would have required a permit. In the staff's opinion, it would not have qualified for maintenance and repair due to the extent of damage. Would have been more akin to a reconstruction that we would have issued a permit for. So it's strictly that question. Thank you.
Further questions? Anyone in the audience care to comment on this item? Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Commissioner,
Mr. Schick.
I think that in light of the fact that we're used to dealing with Maryland where they wouldn't have needed a permit,
yes.
I'd like to see if we could abate the civil charge and charge triple fees.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? I'm going to support the motion. The reason I'm going to support the motion is I do not believe that this was an intentional misstep by the town. I think the town has had a pretty good track record with us, and that's the reason for my support. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Triple permit fee, Mr. Grab, abatement of the $1,200 civil charge. Thank you very much, sir. Next item on the agenda is item number 5, Barry Hellman, docket number 071893. Mr. McGinnis.